Welcome to The Out Agenda, coming to an archive.kpfk.org. I'm Rita Gonzalez.
And I'm Ralph Radabaugh. Rita, tonight on the show, we're going to talk with writer, director, actor David Golden about his new play, Daddy Issues. That sounds very interesting to me because I think I might have some of those.
Daddy Issues?
Yes.
Daddy Issues can be interpreted so many different ways, I think, but I don't know.
They're different for everybody.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will.
Thank you. So what do you think? Should we introduce
Yes, I do. Yes. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ralph and Rita.
How are you doing this evening?
I am stressed because I'm directing a show that I wrote. And
yes,
we just lost country with a car we just bought. And $5,000 worth of repairs from a radiator and brakes. So I'm stressed. Other than that, I'm fine. I have car issues and daddy issues.
Wow, you buy a car, you do this. That's a lot going on.
Yes, there's a lot going on. Exactly.
Daddy issues. You're saying that you have daddy issues.
Well,
I assume that's what
I used to have daddy issues. Getting older in life, I no longer have daddy issues, but I did have major daddy issues. My father had a certain idea in mind for me. He wanted me to take over the family business. He wanted me to get married and have kids. And he didn't want me to have a gay lifestyle because he thought it was not a way to go back then. And he, even though I told him that I was gay, he had a lot of issues with it. And for about 10 years, he was kind of like, well, why can't you get kids? Why can't you get married? And that's kind of when my daddy issues got started. But now that I'm older, I realized it was from a place of love and he just wanted me to have a secure, happy life. So that was a real epiphany for me. I came around to realize, even though he seemed disapproving and I was very hurt, he really wanted me to have an easy, successful life. And that's what daddy issues is about.
So the play is based on your life.
Oh, yes.
So do you have siblings? I have to ask that.
I had two sisters. One died of cancer in 1994, I think. So I have one sister left.
Okay.
Who sold me the lemon car that we have to put $5,000 in. So she's kind of on my shit list right now. So maybe I have sister issues.
So you're the only male in your family.
I am the only male. I was the youngest of three. I was the great Jewish hope for kids and taking over the family business. But none of that happened.
It seems that we spend so much of our life trying to understand why our fathers were the way they are.
Right.
And for you to have the epiphany that he accepted you and loved you, he just wanted the best for you versus what the rest or so many of us felt is that our dad just never accepted us.
I felt like my dad never accepted us, but now that I'm older, I realize he just wanted to save me from myself, but you can't save somebody from themselves. People have their paths that they need to learn and grow, and I wouldn't have done anything differently. I think I would have been more self-accepting looking back.
Is he still alive?
No, he passed away in 2009.
So what do you think he'd say about production and your interpretation of him?
I think he'd be proud. I think he'd be proud of it. And when I first wrote it, I was quite angry at him. And now that we're in our fifth or sixth production of it, what I learned from doing five or six productions is he really came from a place of love. I never got that. I just thought he was being mean and disapproving and didn't accept me for who I am. I think he was being loving and disapproving and didn't know who I was. And he had difficulty because, you know, these are depression kids and it was different back then. So it was very hard. It was very hard.
Okay, so let's talk about the play. I mean.
Oh, yes.
We were, but but there's other people in the play too.
There are wonderful people in our play.
So let's talk about it. So.
What do you want to know?
Well, it's about daddy issues. Is it a comedy? Is it a drama?
It is a screwball farce comedy based on my pain, which was not being accepted by my father. The gist of it is Donald Moskowitz, it's 1982, and Donald Moskowitz has overbearing Jewish parents. They disapprove of his lifestyle, his flair for decoration, and his choice of acting profession. And the only thing that will make them happy, and they were relentless in this pursuit, is for him to give them a grandchild. because they are so relentless, to get them off his back, he hires the 10-year-old kid from downstairs to play his son. And his two best friends, Levi, a female impersonator, and Henrietta, a Zoftig best girlfriend, fight over who will play the birth mother. When mom and dad come over to meet the son and the birth mother, what could go wrong? Yes, of daddy. Everything goes wrong. So it's a crazy farce and trying to, you know, pull the wool over the parents' eyes.
Did you honor your father in this, in the writing of this?
Not initially, but now I do. In fact, as I direct it now, I make sure to tell the actors playing my dad, he's coming from a place of love. And that's what I learned, that he was coming from a place of love. And that took me a long time to get to.
And did you talk to your siblings about, you know, the play and how you were going to interpret it and them?
Well, my sister came. My sister's not in the play. She's not, you know, she came and saw it. She loved it. She's seen it. She likes it. And she knows. And it's funny because I always had difficulty with my father, and she, as a woman, had difficulty with my mother. And I thought my mother was perfect, but she wasn't. And she thought my father was perfect, and he wasn't. So it's interesting, our perspectives on this.
Well, girls are usually closer to their fathers, and yeah, vice versa. So
right.
It seems like,
and my sister actually married my father in a way, you know, a controlling super Jew, you know.
Is your mom still alive?
No, they're both. My mom passed in 2008. My dad passed in 2009. I don't know if I could have written this play while they were alive, to be honest with you.
It would have been kind of nerve wracking too, I imagine.
Well,
if they saw it, yeah.
Yeah, it was therapeutic, but you know, it was part of my journey.
So you've written this several times. So when did this play actually, it came out a couple of years ago, correct?
I believe it was off Broadway in 2016. No, it was off Broadway in 2016. And then it moved off Broadway, I believe, later in 2016 or 2017. And it was chosen as one of the, it was nominated for best off Broadway play in 2017 by Broadway World. And it got some great reviews, like a hilarious, heartfelt, what else did they say? They said a lot of nice things about it. We had like 48 good reviews and 2 not so good reviews, but we don't talk about them.
That was very honest of you though.
No, it's just accentuate the positive. Why would I bring up the 2 bad reviews? You know, they weren't bad. They said it was a little far-fetched, but the funny thing is most of this stuff really happened.
Yeah.
And when you do screwball comedy, of course it has to be far-fetched. It's screwball comedy. And that's an art form that's not often done nowadays. So, and it's a form that's really near and dear to my heart. Like Bringing Up Baby is one, you know, with Cary Grant and Katharine Hepburn. It's a major screwball comedy, and it's, you know, it's over the top, and it's about them chasing a tiger, and this happens and that happens. I love that.
It's like a cultural Jewish family.
So. Yeah, but everybody relates to it, you know, because everybody has daddy issues. Everyone has parents who expect things of them. So anyone who has a parent that wants them to do A and you're doing B, it doesn't matter if you're, I don't know, Chinese, Japanese, African-American, people can relate to it. The culture is definitely Jewish, definitely.
How do you think your character and your father's character evolved over the productions as you moved through it?
Well, as I said, I realized my dad came from a place of love. And I don't know if my character, Donald, changed, but I realized that he came from a place of love, and I've forgiven him because I was very angry for a long time. When I first wrote the first scene, it was very angry, and I realized, for a farce or a screwball comedy, it can't be that angry. So I had to get rid of all the anger. So that's how it's kind of evolved.
I don't know if you feel the same way about dating, but I feel like I have dated both my mother and my father.
Oh, absolutely.
At times.
Yeah.
And I feel that that's kind of what helped me move through that. Do you feel that at all?
Yes, definitely. I've had, I'm a gay man, so I've had 5. I'm not good at relationships. I've had 5, and some of them were like my father, and some of them were like my mother. And I have to admit, the ones who are like my mother is a better fit because I'm very much like my father. That's the irony of all this. I tend to be controlling. I tend to be opinionated. I tend to be judgmental. All those traits I didn't like about my father, I think I now have. So dating my mother is definitely a better option for me.
I can, now that I'm older, I can definitely see how much I'm becoming more like my father all the time.
I'm both of them. I am my mother and my father. As I said, my father was controlling, opinionated, judgmental. I have that. And my mother gave me a terrible trait that I didn't really cause havoc in my life. My mother tended to be hysterical and overreactive. And I have overreacted in my life, and it's caused a lot of problems for me, but I'm aware of it and I've worked on it. I have to be careful of not overreacting. And that I got from my mom.
Well, I think I have a little bit of both of my parents, but I don't think I've ever dated anyone that was either one.
Really?
Of those. Yeah.
Well, my father is the more controlling and you have to be subservient. My mother is the more subservient. So I do better with subservient people. I definitely do. So I don't know if it's mother or father, subservient or controlling, but I definitely do better with people who dote on me.
Yeah. A little bit of that is can get very nice very quickly.
Oh, I love being doted on. I do. I admit it.
Especially after coming through COVID, yeah. Which, you know, we're not through COVID. So let's be clear about that. But what did you do?
Well, in my mind, we're through COVID. In my mind, maybe it's not true, but maybe I'm in denial. Like my dad. As far as I'm concerned, COVID's gone.
Oh, there's so much other things going on besides COVID. But do you think this play really helped your healing process with your father?
Oh, absolutely. Because helped my healing process. When I first started this play, I was so angry at my father for not accepting me for who I was, for not nurturing the talent that was there, for not taking control. I was so angry. And now I'm not angry. Now I've realized it come from a place of love. So absolutely it helped me. And it helped me forgive him. It really helped me forgive him. It really did.
How long is the play going to run?
5 weeks at the Dory Theater at the Complex on Santa Monica Boulevard. It plays Friday night and Saturday night at 8, Sundays at 5 p.m. There's one Thursday. It starts October the 14th to November 13th. And you can get tickets at www.daddyissuestheplay.com.
Another place is, what has there been takeaway of people felt after the play that oh, that was my father, that was me up there?
Oh, God, yes. People, yes. No, because people have, you know, parents have expectations of their children. And well, ironically, I look at what he wanted from me. He wanted me to take over the family business, which was making metal parts to lighting fixtures. I remember going to that, I mean, it was a factory, it was noisy, it was loud, it was dirty. And my father said, David, all of this can be yours. And I said, you don't have to threaten me twice. I thought it was miserable. There was nothing I liked about, and he thought money was so important. And yes, it is important. It is important. But I wouldn't have been happy taking that road, but that's what he wanted for me. So yeah. My journey had to be my journey. I get that now.
Yeah, and we all have our own journey. But the play starts, once again, it's October
14th.
And it runs November 13th. Okay.
Friday, Saturday at 8, Sunday at 5, and there's one Thursday, October 20th at 8 p.m.
And to get tickets, where do we go again?
www.daddyissuestheplay.com. There's a phone number, but I don't know what it is. That's probably the best way to get the tickets.
Nobody ever calls anymore anyway. So
I know. Go to daddyissuestheplay.com. You can read about the play. You can see all the reviews. The reviews are almost all fantastic. Almost all.
Except for two.
And you know what?
In life, you have to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative, right?
That's
absolutely
true. That's true.
Absolutely.
So I think 48 great reviews out of 50 is pretty darn good.
That is good. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Yeah. So,
well, you all can come.
I will. Yeah, I will. It sounds great. Well, thank you, David, for joining us on the Odd Agenda. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Rita and Ralph. We had a really good time.
Thank you so much. And best of luck with the play.
Thank you. And when you come, say hello. I'll be there.
I will. We'll do. I'm looking for the senior discount. I saw that.
Oh, there is a discount. I think if you do senior, gay, or Jewish, you get $5 off.
And so then if you're all three, you should get more off. But anyway.
Well, yeah, probably, but we're not that generous.
Oh.
We have money issues. You remember my father was all about money. So the daddy issues guy has money. Oh, no, you get $5 off with senior, gay, or Jewish.
Okay. Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Once again, we are talking with writer, director, actor David Golden about his new play, Daddy Issues. And we'd like to hear from you. So let us know what you think of The Out Agenda and about the kinds of stories and interviews you'd like to hear.
Like us on our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, or email us at theoutagenda@gmail.com. I'm Rita Gonzalez.
And I'm Ralph Radabaugh. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful week.
And remember that being out is the first step to being equal. Now stay tuned for This Way Out.